Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One final message to Ranger Tolos from Delino DeShields Jr. and Sr. We'll have both in studio coming up at 8 o'clock on your home of the Rangers here with Sean and RJ. We got Troy, we got Roy, and we need everyone's opinions on the Autoflex Leasing Fantex over Mike Florio in hot water at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. This was Florio previewing the Super Bowl yesterday with Peter King.
You know what? At a certain level, I think that, and I want to be careful here because I'm not suggesting that they try to knock him out of the game. That's not what I'm saying. But at a certain point, you trade the risk of 15 yards if you can send a message. And football is still a physical, violent game. If you can hit him, even if it's close to the sideline, even if he's maybe started into his slide, when the championship is riding on it, I think it's a different analysis. And yeah, we may give up 15 yards or half the distance to the goal line. I mean, that's the thing, Peter. If somebody had blown up Patrick Mahomes inside the five, okay, it goes from the four to the two. Right. Big deal. So again, I'm not saying that that should be part of the deliberate effort, but the Super Bowl is riding on it. And if this guy's going to think that he can just run through the defense without any physical consequence, they need to dispel him of that notion the first time he tries.
Chief websites went bonkers. Headlines that I picked off the internet. Mike Florio advocated for a violent approach against Pat Mahomes. NBC should fire Mike Florio.
Fire!
He suggested that San Fran should hit Mahomes illegally to injure him. Florio, of course, loves to add fuel to the fire. He can't help but respond. Wrote on ProFootballTalk.com, some Chiefs fans are getting a little riled up about the obvious reality that San Francisco defensive players may choose to hit Mahomes hard if he chooses to abandon all quarterback protections and run the ball. You go first?
Sure.
Best way to beat the Lakers in 2000 was to step on Shaq's foot while he was going for a dunk. I mean, you might pop something. This is the best way to do it. Now, it doesn't mean that it's right, but the reality is that people try all kinds of weird things to win. All kinds of weird things. Now,
and if an analyst said that, or an analyst said for the Warriors or anyone to undercut Kawhi Leonard coming down, they should undercut him and come down when he's coming down for his jumper, that would be out of bounds for an analyst to say that. It's dirty.
Doing something, but
Mike Florio is advocating. Mike is dancing here.
Totally dancing.
Him and Fish hate each other. It's amazing how similar they are, if only they knew it. I'll get Fish texts from Florio all the time, and Fish wanted to comment on Florio in the last segment, and we're like, no, save it for fresh material. Mike starts off saying, I need to be careful, but if Mahomes starts his slide, maybe San Francisco should hit him.
He's not wrong in what he said, but he's also not right. Like, this is...
You think San Francisco should hit Pat Mahomes when he starts sliding?
I think that, I think we're both naive to think that that isn't in the thought process of defensive players, right?
But they rarely do it, and certainly they don't do it intentionally a lot of times. They miss time, when the slide's happening.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they should, this is something they should do. Like, I think to me, if you're going to knock a guy out of the game, do it within the confines of the actual game. A hard sack.
Yeah.
Not wait till the guy slides, then attack the head. That's very Greg Williams. But I think we got to just have real talk. We all, in the Super Bowl, like in week 14, I don't think anybody thinks this, in the Super Bowl, I think players will do literally anything to win. You don't think so?
I disagree. Let's hear it one more time to decide whether what Florio is suggesting is dirty. I'm not saying Mike should be suspended. Should he be catching heat, I think, is the question. Let's hear it one more time. His take on what San Fran should do with Pat Mahomes running.
You know what? At a certain level, I think that, and I want to be careful here because I'm not suggesting that they try to knock him out of the game. That's not what I'm saying. But at a certain point, you trade the risk of 15 yards if you can send a message. And football is still a physical, violent game. If you can hit him, even if it's close to the sideline, even if he's maybe started into his slide, when the championship is riding on it, I think it's a different analysis. And yeah, we may give up 15 yards or half the distance to the goal line. I mean, that's the thing, Peter. If somebody had blown up Patrick Mahomes inside the five, okay, it goes from the four to the two. Right. Big deal. So again, I'm not saying that that should be part of the deliberate effort, but the Super Bowl is riding on it. And if this guy's going to think that he can just run through the defense without any physical consequence, they need to dispel him of that notion the first time he tries.
You know, I think it's this on the rage scale, I can see it being like a three. I'm not going five or above. But I don't have a problem when quarterbacks are right near that sideline and they're not out of bounds and they pull up, pop them. They're within the playing surface. My only issue with Mike is don't advocate hitting him when he starts to slide. That's dirty. And Florio's trying to hide behind the, well, send a message approach. It's a Super Bowl. Do everything to win. And they're going to overreact in Kansas City to this. But on a rage scale, I can see it being a three.
Because we always talked in basketball, like knock the guy into the third row and they're going for a layup, right? Don't undercut him, but foul him really hard.
Yeah, hard foul.
So send the message that you don't come driving the lane. That's similar. It's not, you know, because, you know, it's a hard foul. A foul is outside the confines of the game, right? It's illegal to do.
It's a foul is
illegal to do.
Okay.
Right? I mean, you're obviously doing something wrong.
Okay.
Right, by definition. But, you know, again, the whole thing, when you hit someone up to their slide, the intent, at least to me, is head injuries.
I think Mike's trying to dance on. If you take him out, you take him out. That's what he's trying to dance around, in my opinion. What do you think, Roy?
I mean, what is the right way to say it? Because is it fair
to say it.
Is it fair to say that unless Patrick Mahomes goes down, I think the Chiefs are going to blast the Niners? Because that's not advocating for injury, but it's also, you know, arguing that like something almost has to happen to Mahomes. Okay. For you to have a chance.
That's different.
Is that a fair way
to
say
different.
It?
That's totally different. That's like saying we need, you know, Mahomes would have to pop an ACL or land on his shoulder versus saying that the other team should be the cause of that.
Let me ask you this, because people are bringing this up in the fan text, and we were all kind of cool with it. When Clowney hit Wentz, all right, it was dirty.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
All right? But we all said you would trade that for the 15-yard penalty.
I didn't even think it was a penalty.
Yeah, Roy didn't think it was a penalty. Yeah, we said you would trade right. It. But I wouldn't have sat here and said...
And advocated pregame
yeah,
for
I
it?
I would not have previewed the game and say, you know what should happen? Clowney should take what I thought was a cheap shot. Clowney should take a cheap shot and knock Russell out.
Right, now, but after the game, you ain't crying about it if you're a San Fran fan.
Or no, none of them a Seahawks fan, but I think right. Florio has a little bit more of a... He's got a little bit more of a responsibility not to talk as a diehard fan who is fine if Tyreek Hill gets in a car accident
yeah.
today.
Like if Rodney Harrison came on the pregame show for NBC
yeah.
and said this actually goes down in games. We think about this. I'd be like, oh, okay. You know, like Florio saying it. You know, Mike never played, obviously, in the NFL as a defensive player, but Rodney did. And if Rodney comes on with Dungy and they're both saying, yeah, we did this, it wouldn't surprise us at all, right?
No, it wouldn't surprise us, but there's a fine line.
From the 817, I don't think he's saying he needs to be hurt. He's just saying that the 49ers' best chance to win is if he's ruffled and uncomfortable, speaking about Mahomes. From the 301, I took it as more signaling that they will be more physical than trying to injure him. I think that speaks to kind of what y'all's points are. A lot of people getting hung up on the fact, though, several people texting this in from the 214, from the 817, what really got him is starting the conversation with, I got to be careful with this. If you wade into the conversation with, I got to be careful with this, then yeah. You know that what you're about to say is probably going to be taken in a light that might not be beneficial to you.
So that's just interesting with Florio. He's already, you know, very disliked. He's has never been forgiven by many Tolos here in DFW for the Dez tape story.
Good text. Is this different from the 214? Is this different from suggesting a pitcher throw inside on a guy and possibly hit him to take him out of his mental comfort zone while he's in the box?
Very good question. I would still say it's different. Pitching inside isn't, you know, as dangerous if you're brushing him back versus hitting someone late in football.
Yeah.
That's my now if you said he should get beaned, like he should get drilled in the head, then we're talking apples and apples, in my opinion. Like you even play around with suggesting that you should take Pat Mahomes out.
Yeah.
I just think it's a little bit too of a dangerous line for Mike to walk. But if, not to be suspended.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you put it on the outrage scale, where are y'all putting it? I would say a 3 at the most.
It's a 3 to a 4 based on the wording that he used. Like, and the suggestion of it, again, doing things after the fact, deliberately drawing a penalty. Like, I would say to the guys in the locker room, though, if you're close to Patrick Mahomes and he releases the ball, don't let up. Keep going.
Right.
And
like, if the Giants kind of did with Tom, get him on the ground.
Yeah,
right?
If the penalty comes as a part of the game, then I'll take my chances with that and putting an extra hit on Mahomes versus allowing him to sit in the pocket and remain comfortable.
I tend to agree that's what would be said in the locker room. Absolutely. But on the outrage scale, 2, 3.
It blew up because of Chiefs fans. It really did. That's why it went viral yesterday. And that's how fan bases are when you got the championship to play.
Yeah, it's basically like Mike Florio was advocating putting a sniper in the Super Bowl building and taking Patrick Mahomes out mid-game.
Right, when he was talking about, you know, if it's a second late, then maybe consider it. Maybe think about doing it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.